When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a victory Monday. The Falcons are in first place. Shout out to the Cowboys. Falcons handled their business yesterday against the Giants. Michael Penix makes his debut. We'll get back into all of that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Final hour of the show brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Let me correct that. His debut as a starter.
Yes.
I know Penix came in mop-up duty in a couple of different games, but his first game as a starter played very well. We'll get back into some college football conversation in 20 minutes, as well as all four home teams handled their business pretty thoroughly. Various degrees of thorough, but yeah, they all did what they set out to do in advancing in the college ball playoff. I did have one, I had a lot of thoughts on that. We'll get back into it in 20 minutes, but for all the people that think everything's rigged all the time, you know, if it was rigged, the games wouldn't look like that.
Oh, God.
They don't want blowouts, right?
No, they don't
want good ones. But if everything's for TV and for ratings,
the reason these teams,
games wouldn't look like that.
The reason maybe these teams that had the home field, and there's the reason teams didn't have the home field, maybe it's talent.
Oh, you mean like X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's and football stuff?
Could be.
Nah, man, this is all scripted in Vegas.
Yeah, it could be.
We were just out there. That's why we went there, to help them script it.
We helped. We went out there to
Randy,
see.
Randy, we need your input.
I got you, man. Let me tell you what we're going to do right here. All right.
So here's what I want.
Make sure y'all, okay, the team that's not better than the other team, make them the road team.
Here's what I want. I want Tennessee to go out there with their shirts off.
I want them to go out there with their shirts
and
off.
And do a bunch of plyometrics.
Plyometrics and everything. Like they're tough guys and go in there and get their butt kicked.
That'll be perfect. Hollywood will love it.
So, I just don't understand that. But yeah, we're talking. Yeah, I saw it this morning. I didn't know it was on. I saw it earlier this weekend. But yeah, old damn Charlie Woods.
Yeah.
Charlie Woods holding one.
How cool.
Charlie Woods hits an eagle.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie Woods. So is he the one?
He seems very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. People that know a lot about amateur golf and all that, I guess he's not that highly ranked of an amateur. Whatever. Every time he plays in that thing, he does
balling.
Amazing stuff.
He be balling, man.
And that's his first ever hole-in-one?
Yes.
To do it on TV, paired with your dad? Like,
awesome.
That's so cool.
It was awesome.
The only bummer of it, and he talked about it afterwards, is because it's a blind tee shot, right? So you didn't see it go in, so he didn't know. Whatever, you still made it.
Hell yeah!
But like in your mind, when you're envisioning your perfect hole in one, you want it to be on TV with your dad there or your best friends or whatever. But you want to be able to see it so everybody can react like that. He didn't know that it went in.
I love it, man. I love it. It had the baby girl carrying.
It's awesome.
The bag. I thought it was just a cool damn moment. And the swing, the walk, identical to his papa. Identical. But yeah, that was a pretty cool story.
And the damn Longers came back and got him.
Yeah, man.
Damn Bernhard Longer. That's all that guy does is win. All he does is win. He was a good player, really good player, probably Hall of Famer on the PGA Tour and stuff. And then he goes to the Champions Tour and just sets all the records, wins this damn thing. His son played really well. Everybody, the Woods have come in second a couple times in this father-son event. They'll win it someday.
Yeah.
They'll win it eventually. It's got a... I know Bernhard like blew out his Achilles tendon last year. You thought maybe you'd have a chance to beat him.
Not
Bernhard.
No, dog. But that's such a cool moment, dog. Such a cool moment. Oh, Charlie Woods, baby.
First ever hole in one. I hope Jack's first hole in one, I'm there.
Me too.
I hope my first hole in one, Jack's there. Honestly.
I was like, yeah, hope your hole in one is, yeah. Has anybody ever hit a hole in one on, no, hell no, you can't drive it that damn far.
On what?
On they only hit them on par threes, right?
Occasionally somebody will hole out on a par four, like a short par four. Right. It'll happen. But yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. All right.
Par threes.
Just checking.
Yeah.
We can go.
Okay. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock.
Charlie Woods.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah, man, it's just a preparation, the work that I put in each and every day. You know, just always staying ready for the moment. I'm blessed to come out with a win today. You know, the defense played a heck of a game. You know, two touchdowns on the defense side of the ball, and then the offensive line doing a wonderful job protecting me so I can get the ball to the playmakers. So, man, it's a blessing. So.
The voice of the Falcons starter Michael Penix Jr. after his first game, his first win, 18 for 27, 202 yards, no touchdowns, one interception, but asterisk, not really on him, but that's neither here nor there. Probably should have had a couple touchdown passes as well, but if he keeps playing like that, they will follow. Yeah. And he's right. The defense played really well.
They now, did.
The Giants are awful.
Yes.
And Drew Luck is terrible. And they're trying to lose to get draft. Like, everybody in the organization was happy with that result because that means they're one step closer to Shedeur Sanders or whoever it is that they want. But they also played the second worst team in the NFL 6 days ago, and it didn't look like that.
Right.
So nice to see them take care of business against a very bad football team.
I think that's the biggest thing. And then you saw that with that long drive that the Giants went on, and you're like, oh, hell, here we go again. Then Falcons come out. They don't get any momentum going. And then Jesse Bates steals all the momentum and puts it in the Falcons' pocket, and they just didn't look back from there, man. And I thought two things. I thought that Zach got the plays in fast enough for the kid. If he had to adjust, he had time. They used the snap count because of what the Giants were trying to do. So they were doing a double count. So they can see it. They can show where the blitz and where everything is coming. I thought that was a great job by him. Seven is special. That dude is just – Bijan Robinson is just love watching him run the football. And then also be a three-down back in his blitz pickup and doing all those things. Catch the ball for him. All right? When he puts it there,
yeah. You
got to make the plays. And I thought that was my only negative part. And a few negative runs. Like, just get out. Mm-hmm. Just get out. Fight. Those are when the fumbles come in, when you're fighting for those extra yards. When they got you dead to right. Just, hey, take the loss, live to see another play. But, the kid poised, looked good, throwing the ball. Loved the across-the-field throws to the left was just amazing. The throws across the middle to Drake, amazing. Mm-hmm. Because that was one of the things people worried about. Michael was throwing the ball inside, mm-hmm. inside the hashes. Thought he did a great job. Didn't force anything.
Nope.
Didn't force it.
No. Didn't put the ball in harm's way. Yes. I don't think even once. Again, obviously had an interception, but was a pretty good throw.
Yes.
Probably should have been a catch. Did a great job bringing Chris Blair back into the middle of the field.
Let him get his head bust open.
To avoid what was going to be a huge collision, kind of let him back inside, and he gets his first career catch there for 17 yards. And just overall, it's just, you know, fun to see him out there slinging it around. Dude's got a cannon.
He does, though.
Like, it's just fun to watch it come out of his hand. Things zipping around out there, man. Perfect spiral, right on time, just hitting guys in stride as they're getting that corner and hitting up field. So a lot of positives.
No, I do not believe that the spin was the reason they dropped the ball. No, it's inexcusable. It's not an excuse.
It's really funny because
– No, it's not an excuse.
I think –
That's an excuse. If you say if they're blaming it on the spin, that's an excuse.
It's an excuse, but if any of those guys said that, then that's
no.
I don't think any of them did.
No, they didn't say anything.
But
no,
it's funny. We were watching the game yesterday, and Ashley was like, "You think it's harder because he's left-handed?"
No.
And I was like, "Next time you see Randy, you should ask him that, and then listen to him cuss about how it's your job to catch the damn football. Doesn't matter which way it's spinning.
No,
there's been left-handed quarterbacks before.
The ball can come out any way it wants to.
It's fine."
Catch it.
Yeah. And it's spinning tight, man. Seems like it would be a catchable football.
But yes.
I never know what they mean.
It should never be
anyway.
A problem with the NFL ball.
Catch it. It's right there for you. Now, as for the other guy who had been playing quarterback for the Falcons, some interesting sort of back and forth as far as the news goes since Friday and now today. Came out Friday, was reported from a variety of different places that the Falcons were going to cut Cousins pre what was like March 10th or something like that.
Before he gets his $10 million
when
bonus.
That $10 million bonus was set to hit. Makes sense to me.
Yeah,
I don't know why you wouldn't.
It does.
it didn't make sense to me that that came out.
No, that's that is Kirk Cousins' agent leaking that.
Would have to be.
It's Kirk Cousins' agent calling Ian Rappaport, calling Adam Schefter, and saying those things.
Yeah.
And then you hear earlier today, you told me about Schefter coming out and saying, well, wait, blah, 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 blah. That's the Falcons calling Schefter like, man.
Yeah. So Friday, the report was that they, you know, they plan to cut him before the bonus hits.
That's
today, the report is walked back a bit from Schefter. I don't know if it was Schefter's report. I think it was Schefter's report.
Schefter and Ian did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he
goes on ESPN today and says, I don't think the Falcons have gotten there yet on a Cousins decision, which is the Falcons being like, we'd like there to be some kind of possible market for this guy.
Yes. And then
I get why Cousins' agent would come out and do that on Friday, though, just to kind of get the teams that are quarterback needy envisioning sort of a Russell Wilson type situation. Because part of the report was if you were to sign Cousins next year, you probably wouldn't have to pay him more than the veteran minimum.
Right.
So
yeah, that's exactly what it is. This is business.
Yeah.
That's just business. That's exactly what that was.
So one thing about Kirk Cousins' agent.
He knows about business.
He's good at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
He's good at it.
Very, very good.
So man. It's crazy to go from we know he's going to get out of the slump. He gives us the best chance to win to, we're going to cut his ass in 10 days. And he won the game in between.
He won.
The game that happened between those two things was a win that he started.
Yep.
Crazy.
Long way from March.
It's a long way from March.
Long way from March, though.
And here's the other thing about it, too, is, obviously we hope this doesn't happen, but Cousins the backup. So anything happens to Penix in the end of season, he's back out there.
That's why I tweeted. I was like, if this is a blowout, you think the Cousins would go with him?
Oh, no. They couldn't do that.
There's
right?
no way in hell. No. And if I'm Kurt, ain't no way in hell I'm going in.
Sorry, guys.
But they were playing backup. You saw Storm, whatever the backup.
Storm Norton.
Yeah, the backup left tackle was in. Yeah. Like some of the vet, and then I know. We saw that Drake, they said hamstring, but I'm assuming, this is my assumption, that, hey, we're winning this game. Just get him out of there and everything like that. But, if they score another touchdown, and it's
41-7, about 5 minutes left.
Do you put Kurt in there?
Nah.
Can't do that.
You can't do that to him. You can't. That would be tough.
Yeah.
Credit to Kirk. I mean, not surprising. Everybody knows he's a pro, but that moment between the two of them in the tunnel and all that, and pats him on the back
hard.
And he heads out there.
Hard.
Yeah. That,
hard.
That's, of course.
Gut wrenching. Because you're that guy.
But to swallow the pride and be a good teammate like that. Shout out.
Yeah. Had his helmet on the whole time.
Yeah.
But his communicator's in there. But there were other reasons because you can have the little clip thing, the little earpiece, and everything like that. But yeah. It's hard. It's you know, your starting job. It's got to be hard, man.
Got to be.
It's got to be, man. And then, I heard – I mean, I wasn't – obviously was not in the building, but did hear the ovation on the TV when Michael – because, obviously, the Falcons got the ball first because the Giants deferred.
Yeah.
And you knew that was going to be like that.
Yeah. Sounded pretty good in the building.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't either. But it sounded good. Didn't hear anything too bad about it. I mean
– I'll tell you something. One more thing. Did I tell you how much Greg Olsen is good at his job?
He's very good.
He's so damn good.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, Gio.
That's enough. All right. We get it.
Gio, oh, my bad.
All right.
My bad. I thought we passed that.
No, we're past
that. Yeah, we're past that. You done already threw away the jersey.
Yeah, I threw away his jersey.
Yeah, he threw away his jersey and everything.
So, every time he's on, I do point out his hairline.
He's
very good at his job.
Yeah.
But he's not immune to a little
balding?
Male pattern.
Balding?
Yeah.
Hey.
Happens to everybody. Not everybody.
Not everybody.
Happens to some.
Yeah, that's you.
Not me.
Yeah. I mean, if you see it, if you seen Mr. Bunker's hair, you know that y'all can grow hair. Can you grow hair like Mr. Bunker?
Sure.
No,
I could grow that out.
Oh, seriously, can you grow it like his?
Why would it not?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I've never tried.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm asking. Could you
yeah, if I wanted a ponytail, I could have one. I don't think I'm going to.
I think it should.
You do?
Yeah, I think it should.
You think it's time?
Yeah, I think it's
time for the top knot?
Yeah, man, why not?
Top knot in 2025?
Why not?
That'd be a real Viking look.
Yeah, you think you're, well, you're not, you are Viking.
I got Viking blood in there.
Viking. You're never.
I was whining about being cold yesterday for being a Viking.
Like shivering cold?
I was like, this sucks. Let's go inside.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Let's go get a drink. This is nonsense.
But you got
14 degrees outside.
But you're in New York City. You got to walk around.
We did. Yeah. We walked 10 miles both days.
Oh, hell no.
25,000 steps.
Did you try to get a cab?
Both days. I caught a cab.
No problems?
No problem. Okay. I just put my hand in the air and five cabs stopped.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to some college football conversation after the first round of the college football playoff in the books. All four home teams win. We'll get into some of the details of the games and some of the storyline fallout as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Victory Monday. We'll get back into some college football conversation in just a minute. Final hour of the show brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Last-minute shoppers, by the way. If you're looking for a last-minute perfect gift this holiday season, Salomon Brothers has one-carat diamond stud earrings, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and rings for under $999. Shop Salomon Brothers Jewelers or SalomonBrothers.com. And if you're waiting until today, that's probably a good thing to get.
Yeah.
Okay? You're kind of playing with fire here. It is December 23rd. That means tomorrow is Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So in case maybe the schedule got away from you, I know that you know, life's busy. There's a lot going on. Christmas is Wednesday. She's going to expect something.
Yep.
Salomon Brothers has you.
Yeah, man. It is that time, and it's kind of like Valentine's Day. Whenever, like, all the stores are full of men.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, Dickie Seek, ain't nothing but dudes in Dickie Seek right now. Yeah. Ain't nothing but.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, ain't nothing but men in Dickie Seek right now, all right?
And that's good.
Just be tasteful. You know what I mean? Don't give your wife why you buy me these? Look.
Well, yeah, don't
you
do
know
that.
What, you know what
don't
I'm saying?
Do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. It's not the time for pushing the limit.
Yeah.
Christmas
ain't a freaky holiday.
Plus, it's you know, everybody's been eating like crazy since Thanksgiving. Feast season.
What was that other store?
Christmas ain't a freaky holiday.
What was that other what was that other store that draws that panty store? The freaks where the freaks go?
I don't know. Like
no, not Victoria's Secret.
Tokyo Valentino?
Is that it?
Like a sex shop?
That's Valentine. That's Valentine's Day.
What is a freaky holiday? Valentine's Day?
It ain't no holiday, but yeah, Valentine's Day.
Halloween, kind of.
Anniversary.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, anniversary. Yeah. You go get us some stuff like, you really want to see me in these? Yeah, baby, put things on.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something like that. So just be real tasteful. Nice nightgown.
Sure.
Something like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I will, you know, again, everybody's relationship is different.
Right.
So you know your lady better than anybody.
Yes.
It is a nice way to say, like, hey, like the flame's there.
It's always there.
Like, don't let the, well, for us.
Oh, it's always
but,
there.
You know, some people, you know, you got a reminder.
Oh.
You got a reminder. She still does to you what she always has.
Dog, what
you
do
can't
I,
let that flame
what
die.
What do I tell you? The remedy for it. Smack her butt every morning before she leaves work. Smack her, kiss her.
It's great.
Yes, every morning.
Great. That's great.
If
you do something every day, it lose. You got to every once in a while check in and just be like, you get a little sexy garment just to be like,
yeah.
This I still look at you like
but
this.
Yeah, but
you might, whatever. Years have gone by, children have been had, whatever.
Yeah.
You to me, you're still the absolute sexiest human being in the universe.
But that's what I said. But don't ever get to the point when she says, I don't know who you think gonna wear that. And then you go back to her, well, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, then you know, might want to go jewelry after that one, bro. Might want to go jewelry. Might go get her a bracelet or some earrings or something, dog.
And that's where Salomon Brothers comes in.
There we go. Go there. But all the men in Vicky Seeks and Bath and Body Works. Are them things still open?
Uh, I don't know. Maybe.
It's still open?
They got websites and stuff, though.
Yeah, they do.
What are you getting there? Candles? Bath and Body Works? Candles and soaps?
And lotions?
Lotions?
Yeah. I'm assuming. It's been a while since I've been in there. I remember, remember them dudes, they were going through
Yeah, that's a pricey
stuff. The Bath and Body Work lotion phase. I was like, I'm not putting that on me. Like, cats in college? Wait,
they...
Like
really?
It was some. Yeah, I was like, I ain't wearing that. What's wrong with you? I don't want to.
Like cucumber melon.
You know what I'm saying? I like dating with people who smell like that. I don't want to smell like that.
Showing up to class smelling like lavender,
yeah, dog. I was like, what the hell going on with y'all? Don't get the ash off.
Here's the candle hack.
Fredericks of Hollywood. That's what it
is. So we're on the same page there. There's Tokyo Valentinos all over the place too. I've never been in one, but I'd like to.
It's pretty cool.
Seems like they
it's pretty cool.
Probably have some stuff to we're saying, keep that flame alive.
But it's real immature-ish of us.
Candle hack. You don't have to go to those expensive places because some places will charge crazy amounts of money for candles. TJ Maxx.
Yes.
Great candles. Just make sure you take the price tag
off. Take the price tag off and be patient with the talking older lady. That carries on a conversation with the damn cashier.
She's just happy to talk to somebody.
When there's 14 people back there behind
her. She's just happy to talk to somebody.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
Just be patient. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yes.
You're the one that went into TJ Maxx on December 23rd.
Yes.
All right?
Be patient.
It's not her fault.
Yes. Because she goes there every week.
It's your fault.
Yeah, she goes there every week.
She goes there every week and talks to the cashiers like that.
Yes.
That's her socialization. Yes. That's how she socializes.
Yes. So be patient.
You're the one that waited until the last minute. But it's a good place to go to. Or Home Goods.
Yeah.
Home Goods has pretty good cheap candles too.
Never go in that store.
It's not my favorite place to go.
I'm never going
there. But if I'm desperate, it's a good stocking stuffer.
She could smell Home Goods on me.
Where you been?
Were you Home Goods? Without me? So no. I'm damn Home Goods.
All right, 15 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. Coleman. You want to call back?
You want to call back? That's my car!
Talk about the Georgia men's basketball team. We can do that.
Yes.
But before we do that, we're going to talk about, I guess kind of the Georgia men's football team because they're going to play Notre Dame. By the way, this is breaking news from today. Notre Dame's leading pass rusher, one of their best defensive linemen, Riley Mills, is going to miss the remainder of the playoff with a right knee injury.
He's such a good player.
They beat the hell out of Indiana, but they didn't come out of it unscathed.
Man, he's a damn good player, too, man.
He is.
He's a really good player. And, you know, that game, I mean, the 98-yard touchdown run, it broke it open. It really did. Because you look at it, they traded interceptions.
Yeah.
Indiana gets them backed up and a missed tackle.
Missed tackle.
He's gone.
98.
Yep, he's gone.
That's it. I mean, it's all she wrote. It's crazy to say because it was 7-0 at that point, but that place was going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere was great. Kind of snowed in the morning, so you had kind of like the postcard scene that you wanted in that situation. At the end of the day, the people that said Indiana didn't belong there, resume, whatever, but they weren't saying because of their resume. They were saying because I have not seen anything that says to me that they can compete. We're right.
Yep.
They were right. Now, I still think that they earned it. I think they
they right? It's like when we did the first 14 playoffs, all those games were blowouts.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying they didn't deserve to be there. I'm just saying now we've seen them play two good teams and get pretty well smoked both times.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, to me it's a flaw in the system. It's not about Indiana had a great year.
They did.
They went 11-1, they play in the Big Ten, they deserve to be there, they were there. They had a chance to show that they were better than people thought, and they didn't do it. And they had two chances to do it, and they didn't do it either time. So I don't know if it hurts the Indiana of 2025, whoever that may be.
It's going to be one.
Of course.
It's going to be one.
Yeah, every year there will be.
Yes,
there's going to be a team like that.
And old Ward need to start coming up with reasoning to leave them out.
Yeah.
Right now. Because there's going to be another Indiana.
There probably will be more when they expand to 16 if they keep the format of the conferences the way that it is. Like, if you're going to have these 18, 20-team conferences and they only play 8 or 9 games, then Indiana's going to be able to have a schedule like this.
Yeah, I mean, and it was 19.3 points for average. Was average score of all the ones.
Margin of victory.
Of the margin of victory. And you know, I don't.
Technically, Indiana was the closest.
Yes, and you know, I ain't no.
But
damn,
if you watch that game,
you know, I ain't no SEC homer. But Tennessee got their ass ramrodded.
They sure did.
They did.
Yeah,
they got beat the hell up. Coming out there with no shirts, with rubber bands and everything. I told that rubber band stretch don't do nothing. But, you know, whatever. But anyways, go out there and get your butt kicked. And if that Ohio State team shows up, they will beat anybody in the country because Chip Kelly's like, you know what, I got probably the most underutilized weapon in America.
Yeah.
I have maybe one of the one players in America that can't nobody stop.
I know, but
you know what? Let me throw him the ball.
But he's underutilized. Chip Kelly's the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
He's underutilized because of him.
Let me throw the ball to this kid.
Throw it to number four. When in doubt, throw it to that guy because no one can guard Jeremiah. Even the interception which I don't know if it was an interception. Like, he was this close to grabbing the bobble one-handed,
yes,
pulling it away from the guy and having it be 28-0. Think in the first quarter,
yes,
or it might have been early in the second quarter, and it would have been even worse. Jeremiah Smith is one of the five best players in the country.
Yes.
And he's a freshman.
Yes.
They also have a two-headed monster at running back.
Yes.
They also have another great receiver in Emeka Ebuka.
Yes.
They got other guys that could catch the football really well. And they got monsters on defense,
Get the way Ohio State played. And now, you know what I love? I love that their leader, number 33, the linebacker, just yapping.
Yeah.
And pointed to all them Tennessee boys and was like, y'all, what? Because their backs were against the wall, how they lost that Michigan game. And Ryan Day had his team ready to roll. And when they play like that, with all that $20 million talent that they got, they could beat anybody in America.
Jack Sawyer.
Period.
Jack Sawyer is his name, right?
Yeah.
Now, he was the guy most mad about Michigan yapping after they won.
He was.
Right?
He was.
It was a little bit of like.
He was.
Now you're the guy.
Yep.
But I guess it was before the game versus after the game.
He was going in.
He's a really good player.
And he backed it up.
Yeah,
and they backed it up. And I thought that was a great job by Ryan Day getting his team ready to play. Because they were ready to play from the start. And they just got after Tennessee. Clemson game, Clemson, Texas. I mean, Texas just ran down the throat.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Yeah.
Quinn Ewers wasn't special.
No, he wasn't. He made a couple nice throws. But if Texas runs the ball like that, which they have a ton of times this year, they're probably going to beat anybody. We talked about this earlier. Problem is, they've played two games this year against like legitimately elite defenses. It's been the same team. It's been Georgia both times. And they ran the ball for 30 yards in those games. And they can't win if they do that. So I don't know how Texas finds a way to get that type of running production against a defense like – now, the problem is defense like Georgia doesn't really exist.
Right.
Their next game is against Arizona State.
Yes.
They're going to be able to run the ball against Arizona State.
Yes, but the thing with them is that they got – Arizona State needs to muck this game up.
Yeah, and they have just the guy to do it.
Yep. Yep.
Cam Scataboo is just the guy to do
it. Yes, they do.
But that's the thing about it. Like, the way that it's formatted right now and the buys and the home games and all that stuff, like, there was always going to be some lopsided results in the first round. I was surprised all four of them went the way that they did. I thought one of them might be a little tight. I know Clemson put up a fight. Ultimately, they lost by two touchdowns, but it was a one-score game in the second half. There's going to be blowouts in the second round, too. Like,
yeah.
Whether it's Penn State blowing out Boise State or Texas blowing out Arizona State, whatever, this is the way that it's set up right now is probably what's going to happen. The craziest thing is, like, Texas gets Arizona State, Penn State gets Boise State, Ohio State just had the game of their lives.
And they got to go play Oregon.
And they play Oregon. Oh. Or if you're Oregon, you went undefeated.
Yes.
Only team in the country won undefeated.
And you got to play Ohio
State.
In the
Big Ten, you get Ohio State.
Yes. That's going to be great.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, man. In the Rose Bowl, too?
This is going to be a great game.
Yeah.
Ohio State's favored. 2.5-point favorites.
Get out!
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they only lost to Oregon by one.
They did.
In Eugene.
You're absolutely correct.
So, yeah, man. You got Texas favored by 14 over Arizona State. Penn State favored by 10.5 over Boise. Georgia-Notre Dame's a small line, 1.5. Georgia. And then Ohio State, Oregon, 2.5, Ohio State. Crazy. All right. We'll come back and wrap things up with an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day. One phone line available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. That means there's a bunch of folks on hold. We will start with Coleman.
Coleman.
In Winder. Coleman calls back. Coleman, the floor is yours. Any topic you want.
Okay, I'm sorry. I do apologize. It wasn't my turn
last
time, and I apologize about that.
All good.
I was telling y'all that I'm going to go see him play on the – I went to Grayson, so I'm going to go see him play on the 7th. And we're talking about Jacob Wilkins, 6'8", with his acquisition, just like his dad going to the Bulldogs. I see a ring, maybe two. I don't know if they do good this year too. But unfortunately, he ain't going to be able to go to the Hawks because he's going to be too good. Do you think with him going there next year and being – he could play the 4 and the 5 and can shoot – because it looks like he's going to win state again this year because they're already – also, I don't know if y'all know, but Bryce James is coming from Sierra Canyon Valley to play Grayson on the 18th of January.
Oh, really? Wow, that's cool. Really? Did not know that.
Okay. Yep,
going to jump out the gym over there. I might go, but I just wanted to see how y'all feel about this coming couple of years going with the Bulldogs basketball. And well, y'all have a good rest of your day.
I appreciate it, Coleman.
Very, very exciting.
It's nice, man. It really, really is. You know, because like I said, we played a tournament a few times when I was there. Like, I was there when Tubby left the year he went to Kentucky, won the championship this year.
Yeah.
But then we had some other good teams. We had Herrick, and we knew that eventually was going to Herrick stuff was going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad, and it's crazy because you know you had Ant-Man and you wasted that. You had Ant-Man and you wasted it. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting these guys, and like you said, you got Dominique's kid there, and hopefully you can get some more guys to add to that.
Yeah, him coming in next year. They're already having a good year this year.
Yeah.
Look, we've said this a million times about Georgia in basketball, but about all the teams in this state in basketball and football. If you could just keep the guys home, you can win.
Yep.
Like, there's guys that get drafted in the top 10 every single year
from
in the NBA that are from, like, the state for sure, but just Atlanta Metro. Like, there's guys in the NBA every single year in the lottery that are from here. If you just keep them home, get one or two of them at a time, pretty good chance you can win with those dudes. So hopefully they can do that. Yeah, awesome. I didn't realize that what is it? Bryce James and something Canyon?
Mm-hmm.
Sierra Canyon. I don't know.
I thought he left Sierra Canyon.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Well, they're coming
out. That's cool. That's cool. Him and his team coming all the way to Grayson.
Cool.
And
that's
shout out to Grayson because they just won. They beat Carrollton in the state title.
Oh, football. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it's Grayson.
Good for them. Mason is in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, Phil? A couple things. So, obviously, Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoy your time off with your families, all the good stuff. Ohio State, where'd this team come from? Because I took plus 7.5, mm-hmm. and I ain't got nothing to show for it. But, That Will Howard dude, he seems legit if he can keep going. But my main question is, Randy, I already know your answer, so I don't know why I'm asking. Once again, who's the better player? Is it Jesse Bates or is it mine just went blank. Number 7,
Bijan.
Who's the better player? I know they're on different sides of the ball, different skill set, different total. Who's the better athlete in all?
I think Bijan.
All right, Mason.
All right, appreciate it, man. Have a good one, man. I think Bijan.
Yeah.
I think Bijan. As good as Jesse is.
Take
Jesse,
nothing from Jesse.
Take nothing because Jesse's really damn
good. Playing great.
Really good. I'll take Bijan.
Bijan feels like he's on the precipice of being like one of the three best offensive weapons in the NFL for the next 5 years.
Yeah, man. That's what he looks like. Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
Like, he's up there in scrimmage yards. It's been ticking up as the year's gone on. He's finding the end zone now. He's third in yards from scrimmage this season. So, yeah, I mean, he's living up to all – because a lot of people preseason were like, he could be offensive player of the year. He's probably not going to be that. But,
right. Yeah,
it's all trending in that direction. And I don't know. Having Penix play some quarterbacks helping out too.
Yeah, man.
Certainly did on Sunday.
He's a damn good player.
Yeah, no, Will Howard looked awesome.
He did. And that team looked awesome.
Yeah.
And that team played like that.
They play like that.
They play like that.
They can beat anybody.
They're going to beat anybody.
Yeah, they can beat anybody.
Yes.
They can certainly beat Oregon.
Well, yes.
On January 1st, which is what I'm hoping they do. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yams Mafia.
Hey,
I've been wanting to say that for a couple of weeks now. Hey, real quick, so I told y'all about the fantasy football. I'm sure, Bo probably ain't tell y'all yet, but it looked like it's going to be me and Bo in the championship.
Okay. Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah, this should be fun for the next week or so. We're going to definitely be chatting it up. Hey, but Kyle Pitts made me say a word last night that I have not said since like 1998, man. Called him a simp, and I don't know him personally, but regardless to his football game, he is simp, man. And I just wonder, like, what's a word that you have not used that you can use to describe Kyle Pitts' game right now?
Well, I was just thinking, I mean, I'm not going to do that. I'm not calling the name. Like, I don't want to do name call.
Right, because that's like, that's personal
stuff. Yeah, I don't. And again,
like you said earlier, you had a great point.
Yeah.
You said it's hard to call somebody soft if you don't know.
Yeah, I just know what I see as far as him on a football field. And he just ain't playing. Obviously, it's obviously he's not playing well. But he looks just interested as hell.
Yeah.
And it looks and again, I go back to the clip. I just work here. It looks like, and it sounds like he pouting. All right? It looks and it sounds like he pouting. Because he don't play. He don't play. He's the backup tight end, and he's the fourth receiver. That's what it looks like to me. All right. And so it looks like he's maybe he's pouting. But the thing about when you're pouting and then you get in the game and your numbers call, that happens because you're not focused on what you're supposed to do. And so I think Kyle's all the ability. When you're talking about, like, if he leaves here, I said, if he leaves here, he gets with the right system, he's going to be good. And me and you both said the same thing.
Sean Payton
and Jimmy Graham.
Sean Payton.
Jimmy Graham couldn't block a damn anything.
No. Nope.
But damn it if he couldn't run down the field.
Sure could.
And damn it if they didn't throw the ball. And high point the football.
Yeah. You know,
he didn't run. Jimmy ain't run no in cuts. Jimmy ain't run no stick routes.
No.
Jimmy ran straight.
Hey, go get it.
Yep.
Go get it.
Jimmy ran straight.
Yeah, Bo Nix could be throwing out two touchdowns in no time.
Jimmy ran straight.
A word that we said when I was a kid, I have no idea. It might have been regional, whatever. Did you ever use the word bammer to describe something as terrible?
Yeah. No.
No?
No. We said that Bama over there.
What is that?
It's just that Bama. That Bama over there.
But what would that mean?
Like, dummy? Look at that old Bama over there.
No, we were, like, you would say that team is Bammer.
Oh,
like,
no. Nah.
That's a bad team.
No, we never say that.
It came and went very quickly.
Oh, yeah, no, we never say that.
It might have been a Seattle thing.
I tell you, though, a new phrase that I hate.
I like to test out Seattle phrases and see if they were just us.
You know the new phrase I hate? My kids use it, and I hate it, and it dry. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Nasty work.
Nasty work. Yeah,
dude,
I see that on social media.
Freaking irritating. Dad, that's nasty work you're doing there. Boy, shut your ass up.
Yeah. God.
Oh.
I heard a kid call his dad bro on the subway yesterday.
And what did his dad say?
Nothing. He said, okay. Just responded to him. Okay. I was like, cool. Well, you just got punked by your kid.
Punked.
Public.
Punked.
Or bruh. Yeah, nasty. You know, you don't have to talk in internet phrases. This is for everybody.
It's positive.
You can just say the thing that's on your mind.
Yeah,
like. Everyone, the one that I really don't like is Today I Learned.
Yes.
Today I Learned.
Another.
Or TIL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you didn't. All right.
You know who says bro a lot these days?
Who?
Females.
Yep.
And it just sounds super, super strange. And they all do. All of them.
I just, the first time it happens will be the last time it happens.
Oh, it's only happened. It happened one time.
Bruh.
It happened one time. Hey, who the hell you think you're talking to, bruh? And I said it back to him.
Don't do that.
No, we don't do that. No.
Bro, not your bro.
We don't do that. We don't do that.
Bro, I'm your dad.
We don't do that.
All right, Ben and Charlie. First twofer are in Woodstock. Hey, Ben and Charlie.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Riding around my main man, Mr. Charlie, and trying to find Mom a couple last-minute gifts.
There we go.
And he has a question that he would love to ask y'all.
All right, fire away.
What's your favorite Mario character, including all the colored Yoshis?
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Favorite Mario character, including all the favorite or different colors of Yoshi.
Okay. I'll be honest with you, bro. I ain't played Mario in a long time.
Yeah.
I don't remember when he said Yoshi. I was like, who the heck was that?
I did play when Yoshi was there because Super Mario Brothers on Super Nintendo was probably the last one I played.
That is the last one.
But I was very into that one. But Yoshi was in that one.
Yeah. My favorite character is always going to be Luigi. I was a Luigi guy from the second one when he was mainly on the second one. But yeah, I'm a Luigi guy.
The second one was great because he jumped far.
Yeah, and his legs would be.
Yeah, he had like the little kick jump so he could jump super far. Princess, if you did like the little squat down, she could jump super far too.
Yeah.
Plus.
You played with a princess?
I had a thing for Princess. So I thought she was cute.
Oh, you played with Princess, huh?
Occasionally because she was kind of a cheat code.
Yeah. I wasn't playing with her.
I understand.
Yeah, I wouldn't play with her.
I understand.
Yeah.
But I would play a princess. but I think my favorite character is Yoshi.
Yeah.
I think I really like Yoshi.
All right.
Have you seen all the multicolored Yoshis?
That's what Little Man was asking about.
Hey. I never played Mario Kart.
So I played with Black Yoshi on Mario Kart 8.
I played.
This is like yesterday. Olivia and I played Mario Kart.
What's Black Yoshi got that the other ones don't?
He's a black dinosaur. Because then it makes his car black and his little paraceller black. It makes everything black, you know?
The black one.
But can he do anything different?
Not really. But it's up here. It's up here. It's meaner. He's meaner than, like, green Yoshi or red Yoshi. You know?
Oh, man, I could have got it thrown off the air for that one.
I was hoping you would. I said something yesterday to my wife, Falcons related. And she was like, could you say that on the radio? I was like, once? I could say it once.
Yep.
And then I'd never say anything on the radio ever again.
Yeah.
That'd be the last thing I ever said.
Never in life.
Great question, Charlie. We appreciate
great,
it.
Great question, little man.
All right, final call here from Moose in Cartersville. Hey, Moose.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Moose.
Hey, I was trying to see, man, everything went good with the game yesterday except for, Kyle Pitts. So I don't mean to pile on him, but my first question is just, do we keep him around next year or the near future, or we get rid of him? And second, I wanted to say with the rise, speaking of tight ends, with the rise of white cornerbacks in the league.
The rise.
Randy, when's the last time we seen a great black tight end, man? You got Gronk, you got Kelsey, man. That's it. I don't even see that coming up. I thought Pitts was our guy.
Pitts was our guy.
Come on, man. Pitts was the hope.
Darnell Washington's good. I don't want to shout out to Jonnu, who broke all the records yesterday.
I did.
That dude right there was my favorite tight end draft. You remember that? I had an FIU. I said, when I was talking to old producer BG, I said, dude, that dude's a baller. But the one thing I love about Jonnu was when Jonnu is a damn dog. Mm-hmm. And he was a dog when he was here. I was hoping some of that would rub off on 8.
Yeah.
And obviously,
I don't think dog rubs off.
Man, he got nothing. He got dog repellent on him.
Dog's either in you.
Yeah, he got dog repellent. It's in you or not.
Or it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't rub off.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just whatever, man.
Yeah. Whatever,
as man. I am. Whatever.
Whatever, man. Let's get the takeaway.
The rise of the white corner.
I got nothing.
You got one.
Huh?
The rise of the white. You got one.
We got two.
Who's the other one?
We got two.
The kid in Philly.
Cooper DeJean.
Kid in Philly.
And then there's the other guy, Moss.
His name is DeJean. He French.
French or white?
No, they're not.
What?
No, they're not playing you.
We can't even have him?
No, that's a French name,
what?
Man. That's a French. He Cajun. the Avery brothers gets the party started for Bunk, and Andy played with the princess.
Say that. Yeah. Randy said Christmas is not a freaky holiday.
No, man, don't be going to friends in Hollywood getting your wife no
drawers. Andy got a full-blown bro hug from Scott Avid over the weekend.
I did.
And it was wonderful.
Yes.
Plus, it was great.
Instead of turkey bacon, get real bacon and go for a walk.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. And there's nothing against people who eat turkey bacon. I know how y'all like
I enjoy
jump,
turkey
how
bacon.
How y'all like to jump on Randy.
I'm not offended.
Randy, you know what you're talking about. But I do know what I'm talking about.
Even people that eat it would agree that it doesn't taste as good.
There's no way it tastes as good as regular bacon.
I've had both. It doesn't taste as good.
I would rather turkey bacon over really, really fatty bacon.
Are
I like
you
meaty pig bacon. Not
I like
fatty
a nice,
bacon.
Thick cut. Applewood smoked bacon.
Just give me some damn bacon.
That's what I'm saying. Bacon.
Give me some bacon. Bacon, there's no comparison between bacon and that turkey stuff.
I agree. Just go for a walk. Mix in a salad. Have some water. It's worth it. We'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.